The mailing was a 1099-G tax form that's mandated by the federal IRS. These forms are required to have Social Security numbers printed on them, and on most of the 300,000 forms mailed, those numbers were hidden. But the state-owned machine that was stuffing the forms into envelopes folded as many as 5,000 of them in the wrong place, which left the Social Security numbers visible from the outside. Department of Administration Secretary Michael Morgan says the state first heard about the problem last Wednesday.
We identified by the end of the day on Friday about that we what the breach, where the breach was, and we moved very quickly to prepare a letter and get it to taxpayers by Monday morning. So we moved post haste to get on top of this issue.
The state is offering free credit reporting for 1 year to those who were affected. That could cost $125,000 if everyone signed up. Governor Jim Doyle also asked the firm Metabante to lead a review of state agencies to determine where private information is being held and how best to protect it. Doyle says the state needs to do better.
It just shows, you know, every little thing that you probably weren't thinking about before, about whether a machine was folding it correctly every single time. We now have to make sure that every machine is folding every piece of paper correctly every time.
This incident was much more isolated than one that was reported last week, where a state-hired vendor admitted to printing the Social Security numbers of 260,000 residents on the outside of a brochure. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.